Encounters with Grace, looking for love in all the right places. Encounters with Grace is a compilation of essays, prose, and images based on the musings of the urban herbalist Charlene Marie Muhammad. In 2019, Encounters with Grace is dedicated to 365 days of Finding Nemo, never-ending moments of openness to the universal principles of peace. Encounter number 18, My Brother's Keeper. Spotted the NPR StoryCorps mobile in my hood yesterday. How I wish I had a good story to tell. I enjoy listening to the weekly radio broadcast of the Conversations of a Lifetime, as StoryCorps' mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. Most of the stories that resonate with me are those that share childhood memories, good and the not so good. Reflecting back, there usually is a lessons learned meaning in the messages told. And what better way to create a more just and compassionate world than when one is able to empathize or walk in the moccasins of a fellow human being's struggling steps? Sharing my muses over the joy of storytelling with a friend and colleague as we gazed on the storyteller's mission mobile, I recall one of my own tales about teaching the joy of brotherhood to my then young sons. The saga of sibling rivalry is as old as this present state of humanity, going back to good old Cain and Abel. Why do two that share the same womb with their mother set up anger and resentment between themselves? I know this firsthand, as one of my sisters and I struggled most of our lives to just get along. I did not understand her, and she certainly appeared by her actions not to understand my point of view. My black was her white. My up was her down. Whew. Looking back on it now, I think we were swimming in a toxic adrenaline rush of emotions 24/7. I also witnessed this in the sisters of my mother. As soon as these eight aunties gathered together for our holidays, birthdays, or every other such gathering, the volume in the room would raise one whole octave. Eight passionate experiences determined to get her point across and owned. And then there was their mother, my Nana, queen of them all. But that's another tale for another story corpish time. So when my sons were born, I made it my aim and purpose to teach them the value of brotherly love. Recognizing the uniqueness of each of my offspring, I did not nor would I allow anyone else within their earshot or influence compare them to each other. I did not default to the hierarchy of birth order either. Recalling a particular nerve ripener that my parents projected on me, you're the oldest, you should A, know better, or B, let your sister have her way. Everybody in my little papoose was held accountable for his or her age-appropriate actions. Yet boys will be boys, and at time, the play wrestling mania would progress to a real brawl, and mommy would have to pull rank. My mantra back then, there is no black-on-black crime in this house, followed by my favorite refrain, you are your brother's keeper. I am glad to say my sons took this lesson to heart. They took good care of themselves, evolving into their respective roles, allowing each to lead in the area of their lives together that honored their strengths. It was not the eldest son that was necessarily the more responsible, nor was it the youngest son that was necessarily the more creative. My sons learned how to cooperate with one another and through tolerance found a strong sense of brotherly love. The art of rivalry is the act of competition, one's attempt to surpass another. Mr. Darwin spent his professional lifetime proving that this was the basis of our existence, the natural selection process. War and strife is predicated on it. It's in the boardroom, classroom, and even in our bedrooms. And yet when we take the opposition action to rivalry, the art of cooperation, everyone eventually gets their needs met, their words and opinions heard, and their feelings valued. With all due respect to Mr. Darwin, I view his theory of natural selection differently. It is not necessarily the strongest or mightiest that survive. It is the species within nature that live in agreement with nature and her inherent forces that not only survives, yet continues to evolve our beautiful planet and life to new realms. I'll end in the words of the Motley Crue, also known on Sesame Street as the Muppets. Cooperation makes it happen. Cooperation, working together.